This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I told you yesterday, we're coming on down now in this study on the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And I told old Dan what we'd been thinking about yesterday. Our subject, our thought that would have been on my heart was the election of God. Do you know the Lord elects those? The Lord called a number, and he called out a number, and will call them. Bring them unto salvation. And you say, oh, no. But listen, let's go back. I was giving you a little short list of things that we surely believe here. And I'd give you about half of them. I want to finish it this morning. We believe that repentance and faith are sacred duties and also inseparable graces wrought in our souls by the Holy Spirit. We believe that election is the eternal purpose of God, according to which he graciously regenerates, sanctifies, and saves sinners, that it is a display of God's sovereign goodness, grace, and mercy. We believe in the eternal security of the believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are kept by the power of God. We believe the law of God is the eternal, unchangeable rule of his moral government, that it's just and holy and good. We also believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was virgin born, and that he is eternal, the eternal Son of God, and he became incarnate to die as our substitute. We believe in the imminent coming of our blessed Lord. That's what we're bringing on this study. And back to this earth again for his own, to set up his earthly kingdom on earth and to rule in person for 1,000 years. I'll send you a copy of this if you like. I also believe that Christian baptism is the immersion in water of a believer by the work of the Holy Spirit in his heart has brought forth fruit suitable for repentance and has come to rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I also believe that the Lord's Supper is the second of two ordinances that Christ left us when observed by God's people after solemn self-examination shows forth the Lord's death until he comes. We believe that the first day of the week is the Lord's day, or the Christian Sabbath. It's to be kept sacred by attending the gospel ministry, by prayer, by rest, by meditation, by searching of hearts. And then also believe that civil government is of divine appointment and for the interest and good of human. We also believe that the local assembly, known as the church, set forth in the New Testament is the only divine institution established by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd be glad to send you a copy of this if you'd like. Just write or email me. My email address is pastor@radiomission. But let's get back into our study. We're looking there at the soon coming or some signs of his coming. We stopped there yesterday, and we had read there from Isaiah chapter 21, verse 11. The burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman saith, the morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. Preachers, evangelists, God's man is a watchman, standing on the wall of time, either to edify God's people or to send out a word of warning. I find that here in my preaching here at Radio Mission, this thrust of my ministry is to warn people. Oh, I brought a message the other night in, why will ye die? Why will ye die? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. My friend, listen, let's go back. God's divine messenger is an ambassador from heaven, commissioned by the Lord God himself to give God's message regardless of what he may think or what you may think. Oh, whatever you may say, I don't have no problem with what you feel, what you say about the Old Trailblazer. We have people, some call here, write here, email here, taking me for a skinning about things that I say, and they take umbrage with what I say about this and that and the other. But my friend, I have no problem with them. They just, as the old fellow said, skinning their ignorance. But my friend, how do they feel? You call here, right here, and criticize me. Where does that put you? The scripture says, love thy neighbor He does, my friend. Those folks that despise me, I don't despise them. I feel sorry. Did you know I pray for them? Next time, some of them listen so they'll know what I'm saying. Next time you're listening, remember that I'm praying for you, brother, sister, whatever you are, you who write snotty letters here to me. My friend, what are they going to do if they get to heaven? Are they going to walk on the other side of the street when they see me? No, sir. No, they're not going to get there. But my friend, God's messenger is an ambassador from heaven, commissioned by the Lord God himself to give God's message, regardless of what man may say or think. He is to turn neither to the right nor to the left, but to deliver his message. I often say, let the chips fall where they may. And listen, don't worry about it. His salary, his reputation, or what public opinion think. I've had a man say, you're going to run off all your good givers, Trailblazer. Well, my friend, I don't think about those things. The Lord supplies a ministry with finances here. We've been on this radio now, this ministry has, for 70 years. We never missed a time. We don't get on here and beg for money. No. I see once in a while on the news, on the television, some ministry showing pictures of those little old children over there in Africa with the flies blowing them and all of my, they do that tear-jerking, I call it. My friend, we don't do that. We just ask you, if you're interested in getting out the gospel, to help us with the broadcast. That's all we do. And I assure you that every penny of it, I know I've read where ministers go off with the money and all those things. I read in the paper the other day where one highfalutin evangelist now makes $800,000 a year. And I tell you often, I don't do it for any purpose except to let you know the old Trailblazer never has taken a penny of a salary from this ministry. No, I don't. I furnish my own vehicle. I furnish my own gasoline. I furnish my own home, my own living. And I'm able to do that because the Lord blessed me. And I know preachers have to get paid. I believe that, but not excessively. Oh, no. Call me if you want to talk about that, my friend. But listen. And God's man has no concern of what the public think of him. And whenever the Lord called him to bring his message, he's God's watchman, God's prophet. He's to be true to the soul of men, whether they like it or not. I know, my friend, I know. It matters not whether men appreciate his ministry or what their attitude may be. There's a heaven to win and a hell to shun, and Christ alone makes a difference. What is your hope this morning, my friend? Are you critical of this pastor because they say something about money once in a while? I've had folks write me and say, oh, you ain't getting my money. Well, let me ask you, who gave you breath to make it? Who gave you breath to make it? Did you ever hear the story or read the story of Ananias and Sapphira? They were part of that early church. And I believe, from all indications, they were saved individuals. And they sold a piece of land, and the deal was that everybody was to turn it in for the work. And they kept back part of it and brought other half of it or whatever. And the Lord took both of them. Now, my friend, that ought to be an example for you. The Lord knows. The Lord sees your heart. Did you know wherever you're sitting at this time, whether it's night or day, where you're listening, did you know the Lord knows where you are, sees what you are, sees every hair on your head? He does, my friend. He sees a hair on your head. He says, if a sparrow falls to the ground. I wish we could just be sensible. I wish we could just be realistic. The Lord said, if a sparrow falls to the ground, he knows about it. He knows about it. He says that on purpose to let you know that there's nothing so insignificant about you or me that he doesn't know about. He knows that you're hurting. He knows that you're bereaved. He knows those things, my friend. And I tell you what, I'm glad he does. I'm glad he knows. He says our thoughts are not his thoughts. Oh, but listen, as God's watchman, I'm crying aloud and sparing not. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Are you ready to meet him? Are your garments washed in the blood? Do you know Christ as your Savior and Lord, my friend? If you do, come life, come death. Listen, come hell or high water, you're ready to go. If you do not know him, hell is your doom. There is a hell. The Bible teaches it. And every born-again believer knows it. An individual who denies there's a hell does not know the Lord. Now, my friend, we might as well be honest. You know, don't you like for folks to just be honest with you? There's a heaven to win and a hell to shun, my friend. There's no other place. You know, we have folks who believe there's a somewhere you go, they call it purgatory. There's no such a thing, my friend, as that. You can't show it to me. I beg you to show it to me in the scriptures. That's our only hope, my friend. But they believe it. They're honest. I don't criticize them. They're deceived, blinded by the god of this world, my friend, and on so many other things, not just that one religious, but they got many others. They got some who believe there is no hell. They believe it. When you die, you're like a dog on the side of the interstate. You just wash away. But, my friend, all those things are deceived. But I tell you this morning, based on God's word, there's a heaven to win. How do you win it? Trust in the Lord. Folks ask me sometimes, Pastor, what is salvation? I say, trust in the Lord. Come to that place where you trust him. Get up in the morning, trust him. Go to bed, but I have some terrible thoughts. Me too, I have them too. Oh, Brother Spurgeon said, if he ever went in his pulpit and his knees wasn't shaking, he knew something was wrong. He knew the seriousness, the responsibility he had of standing before that great host of folk, old tabernacle there in London, to seat about 5,000 people. And it was so arranged, they didn't have amplification back then, no loudspeakers, none of that stuff. It was so arranged and so built that you could hear him. And he knew his responsibility to speak the truth, my friend. I believe every man of God, I don't think there's much frivolity in his life. I know we have pleasure doing things. I enjoyed watching my son and my grandson play football. Now, those things were pleasant to me. But that's not my life, my friend. No. But we have much sorrow. God's man is not a frivolous person. No, I heard a preacher on the radio station say he told a joke. All the time, he told over 2,000 jokes to keep his folks loose, he said. He said, I wrote a book. I tell a joke. Well, my friend, he's a joke, too. I feel sorry for him. He's a joke. Oh, God's man don't tell jokes when folks are going to hell, going out into eternity. My friend, I know folks, if they never repent, if they never come to Christ, if they never come on, get serious with their soul, they're going out to hell. Where they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, my friend. I can't even fathom that. But it's true. It's true. Oh, my Lord, give me grace. The old trailblazers down, 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 down this morning. Would you pray for me? The old trailblazers are going to be true to you, whether it takes his hide off or not. But this is the old trailblazer broadcast. I'm just about to run out of time. Remember my mailing address here. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But my phone number, air code 225-664-8658. Call me any morning, early morning. I'm always here. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.